Because you're incapable of doing it on your own. That was the message. But salvation was to come if they connected to the ark. That was the message. And his mission was to create it on earth as it was in heaven, to bring down the will of the Father and make a better world. The promised land. What was the promised land he was going to offer? Give you a hint. If your eye is single, your body will fill with light. If your eye is single.
To my glory.
To his glory. You're doing his glory and your eye is single and you're focused on that work, which is to bring forth fruit through the gathering of Israel. If you do that, your eye will be open. And you will go through a process that will not only heal your body, but will activate longevity genes, immortality genes, happy genes, designing new genes. And that's your, and that is a gland called the pineal gland. Have you heard of the pineal gland? You ever? Do you remember this? I'm just going to tell this really quick story of Jacob. Remember Jacob when he had the wrestling match in the land of Peniel? And he wrestled through the night, through the dark night of his soul. He wrestled with an angel of God. And Jacob wanted a birthright. And he wanted a new name. And this angel came and they got into conflict. I'm not sure what it was over. Could have been anything. But they wrestled. And the angel threw Jacob's thigh out of joint. And it so upset Jacob that he said, "Boy, you're really going to get it now." So he pinned the angel to the mat, to the ground. And the angel said, "Let me up." And Jacob said, "Not by the hair of my chinny chin chin until you give me a new name and a blessing." And the angel, well, he admitted defeat. He wasn't going anywhere. And so he said, "All right, you know I have the power. Your name will no longer be called Jacob," which meant heel catcher, because he followed Esau out of the womb. And he was trying to catch his heel. He was supposed to be first, but wasn't. That really upset him. And
Jaw means hand.
Huh?
And Ka means heel.
Yeah, Jacob is heel.
Jacob.
God is heel. He's called heel catcher. That's what Jacob meant. And he says, "Okay, from now on your name will be called Israel, because you are prevailing as a god. You have prevailed as a god, so you are Israel. And your blessing will be to bless all the nations of the earth through your seed." So Jacob became father of Israel, and he wrestled in the land of Peniel. That is what each of us, in these periods of conflict and challenge, is doing. This is what we're doing when we open the portal to a greater measure of light with our soul. We go through a period of struggle. We go through dark nights. We go through, what am I here for? What's my real purpose in life? What difference can I make? Is the world against me? You know, all these things, these dark thoughts, as we wrestle into a greater measure of light. And that is what happens when our eye is single to fulfilling the will of God on the earth. We open this land, this light, this promised land of Peniel within us. And that is where the kingdom of God originates. When this gland opens, it secretes new hormones which knock out the death genes and activate all the good genes, your longevity genes. And that's what empowers us to stay alive. And this only happens when we are gathered together. Can't do it on your own. Don't know anybody. Can't see eye to eye on your own. You're in a vacuum. And God abhors a vacuum. So, breaking through resistance to the spiritual impressions of the soul is our goal. So, anyway, Jesus was an ark. He created such a stir, huge planetary conflict, plunged us into the dark ages, where there was incredible conflict between light and dark and good and evil and the forces of the political and religious forces, until we came through the period of the Renaissance. And the power and beauty of humanity was personified through music, art, theater, architecture, and other forms personifying the light and darkness of the human soul. The work of God, the travail of God working to rebirth humanity was never before so apparent as during the Renaissance period. So, we have the Renaissance, we have, who are some Renaissance artists? Michelangelo?
Donatello?
Rembrandt? Was Rembrandt a Renaissance dude? He might have been a little later. All right. This is the period where there was basically one. What'd you say? The turtles. Yeah, something like that. All right. So anyway, during the Renaissance, it was a rebirth of humanity. And the light won out over the darkness in that all the Renaissance artists had one thing basically in common. And that was to bring out human divinity, the beauty of man. Before that, it was Byzantine. The artists could only, you remember those golden orbs around the Virgin and Jesus, and that's what they had to draw and work with. But the Renaissance, Michelangelo, when he did David, he showed the beauty of human form. Da Vinci, The Last Supper, showed a new molecular order. Showed Jesus and his apostles in a way that had never been demonstrated before. Joe and I were looking at this picture one time, and this is a picture of The Last Supper by Da Vinci. And we discovered a very interesting thing, didn't we, Joe?
Yeah.
What was that we discovered?
They were organizing the triangles.
Yeah. We both looked at it. We both saw it at the exact same time, and we both saw that these people were organized into groups. So 13, 12 plus 1.
Do you know what I noticed in that picture? That Jesus is making the hand signal for those of us who can see the Mormon temple. That there's that hand thing that they taught us in the temple. He's doing it with his hand.
The what?
Remember when you're going to the temple ceremony?
Temple
and there's that hand thing where one hand up, one palm up, bring your right arm to the arm of the square? Jesus is doing that thing.
Well, he's got one hand up and one hand out. It's the way we should all be. You know, one for service and one for receiving. But here he's showing a very interesting mystery.
There's a little kitty.
And that is
John's feet there.
And that is basically how to build the kingdom. All right. See what else I've got. All right. So then Shakespeare, he was another Renaissance person. He brought humanity to life through conflict and comedy and his works. I mean, who's greater a writer than Shakespeare? Maybe Joe. I don't know. Close. All right. Well, many people today, that brings us up to the moment. You know, we've had some rough times. We've had some good times in the past. They've all brought us to this moment in time when, where are we? Here at 2012, we're ending one time cycle, opening another. The Mayan calendar is coming to a close. The age of Aquarius is upon us. We're moving through the cusp. We're more Aquarian than ever before. Transportation, communication is all through the air. Now,
seventh
lots of
you. Seventh ray is coming in.
Seventh ray is coming in. Which is ceremonial magic, but it's also the ray of concrete relationships through networking. No, networking. How many have ever been in network marketing? Okay. Network marketing. That's where everybody, you know, you got your downline, you got to give and receive, you got to use all these higher principles if you want to make a lot of money. That's an Aquarian and a seventh ray phenomenon, is through networking, because you're giving and receiving and bridging the gap. So, bottom line, people are looking for a new ray of hope and 1,000 years of peace. And I say, let's give it to them. That's what I say. Why not? We got the power. We've got the knowledge. We have the opportunity. These portals don't stay open forever. It's like taking a picture. How long is a portal open? Depends on your speed, but, you know, sometimes they're not open that long. And we have an opportunity to really do something. Expand this evolutionary arc and take people out. Help people. Can't really take them, but you can lead them out of the wilderness, out of despair. Give them some hope, which is an acronym for heaven on planet Earth. Give them some heaven on planet Earth. Give it to them. Remember, we're only remembered for what we give away, even if it's just our time.